But first, I wanted to break out the first for the show, the crazy meter. Mm-hmm. Because this is something that is just obscene and frightening.
And crazy, even.
And crazy. So that's why we need the crazy meter. Here's the deal. A while back, maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, I was at my friend's place, my friend Chris, who lives in Kansas City. And he lives in the Brookside area, which is kind of a nice area of Kansas City, close to UMKC, but it's borderline to the ghetto. Like, the ghetto's real close by. Ghetto's just a stone's throw away. And sometimes, like, car windows get beaten out a little bit on that street. I'm like, oh, they feel a little bit, you know, yeah, living, or, I mean, they parking right here because, you know, someone may bust out my window. It's always, like, hide my CDs and, you know, put away everything that looks like it might be expensive. Always bring the laptop inside. Well, the freakish thing I've ever seen there, the most freakish, I should say, was Santa's Deb. One morning, we came outside after a night out, and there it was. This woman painting on her car. Like, she had a paint bucket, and she was painting on the hood of her car. I was like, what is that woman doing? Because it looked like she was using the hood of her car as just a canvas. She wasn't trying to, like, you know, paint a car as people traditionally paint a car with, you know, like, a layer of paint.
Yeah.
Where they're trying to get just a coat of paint on there. She was painting a picture of some sort. Well, as time goes by, the thing gets updated, and the van says Santa's Deb on it. And there's, like, some kind of weird, creepy picture of, like, maybe doves coming out of a wreath or something, or maybe Santa's involved. And then there are, like, wreaths on top of this van. You know, it's like a red Ford van or something like that. And I wish I had a digital camera on me, because I would have snapped it and put it up on the website, because it was just so classic looking. Well, my friend said, well, you know what? She has a website now. I go, really? What's it like? Is it hilarious? And he goes, well, no, I always forget to do it. And I go, let's go inside and do it right now. So I go in and I look at santasdeb.com, which I advise you to do the same thing, as it contains probably the most frightening page of information I've ever seen. Starts out at the very top. It says, Santa's Deb at Wiggles and Wags Pro Dog Grooming, 1015 East 55th Street, Kansas City, Missouri, 64110. All right, and then here's the thing. It says, ho, 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 welcome to my site. That's all red, all caps. And the entire page, all caps except for one email that she gets from Santa Claus himself. All right? So here's her little intro here. It won't be long until... And there's going to be grammatical errors in this. It's not me messing up reading it. It's how it's written.
Okay.
It won't be long until Christmas is here. That's why Santa's Deb getting a head start to help out Santa Claus. Coming soon, you will be able to order her surprise transitional gifts and creations and keepsakes. Read Santa's Deb delightful, uplifting children's stories that will keep giving and blessing. To find out what makes Santa's Deb book so special, at the bottom of the page is her first email. They say when the prayers go up, the blessings come down. Amen. With God, I've learned anything is possible. To my pastors and prophet and close friends, Santa Claus and Mrs. C, to the one who made everything come true, my dear Heavenly Father God, I love you all in the Lord. To my C, I love you. To everyone who reads my website, may God bless you and give you the desires of your heart. Amen. It's just, it's all over the place. Doesn't make any sense. And you're like, this woman's writing kids' books? At this point, would you let your child read something that this woman has written?
No, I wouldn't. Unless I want my kid to have problems learning.
Yeah. And then here's the email she gets from Santa Claus, okay? Dear Santa's Deb, well, the elves and animals and reindeer think you're the best dog groomer. I'm going to have to buy everyone your book. Don't forget to autograph them, Mrs. C said. The North Pole is quite a ways from Kansas City. Santa's Deb, Santa and I think you're the best. You know that. Supposedly this is coming from Santa, so I don't know what that means. Santa's Deb, Santa and I think you are the best. You know that. We love you and miss you. When are going to come back to the North Pole? In Jesus Christ's name, Santa Claus. Amen, comma, amen. Period, 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 amen.
Are you kidding me?
P.S. Ho, ho, ho. Hallelujah, you finally did your webpage. And then there's a couple spaces. Dog grooming by appointments only. and then her contact information. How frightening is this?
Frightening indeed. Or just extremely talented. I mean, she's a dog groomer and an illustrated children's book writer.
Yeah, and she's also got keepsakes and things like that that are going to be coming. Hmm. And she paints her van, takes the time to paint her van with all this information before having anything that even makes sense on her website, you know?
Yeah.
So I think we deserve to break out that we just got this in the mail, the crazy meter. Go ahead and take it out of its packaging here. All right. Okay. The crazy meter on Santa's Deb is...
Tanya Harding.
What?
Yeah, I missed that. Well, let me get going again. Here we go.
Tanya Harding.
Oh, Tanya Harding.
So what does that mean?
I don't know.